Elegies for a younger self, walking in the snow. Walking in the snow with the vodka hot in my throat because, you know, there were parties. Walking in the snow with Tom. Walking in the snow after dark, lying down making snow angels. Walking in the snow in wet coats that smelled like wet dogs, leaning them against the space heater and talking. Walking in the snow, walking and talking as fast as we could, walking in the heat of the conversation in the snow, on the path that was not as big as the path because of the snow, that was only as big as the path through the snow, in the heat of the conversation, knowing which one of us had to drop back a little so that the conversation could continue, then jog a little so the conversation could continue side by side. Walking in the snow between historic buildings. Walking in the snow, and one of the buildings was mined. Walking in the snow, and one of the buildings was mine. Walking in the snow made of brook, made of archway, made of life. Walking. Walking by the doors to the buildings and the stairs, the glass doors, and upstairs the party and the vodka hot in my throat. Dancing on the roof as the snow fell. Dancing on the roof in the snow. Dancing on the roof knowing it was high and contained fell within it, and then down the stairs and walking. Walking and climbing and walking and talking and climbing, and the scarves off and the knit gloves off, each with their depth, their crust of snow. And it was midnight, or near it, or dawn, or near it, or noon, 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 bright white with snow. And they were 18. We were 18. And everything ahead of us was new. Every single solitary thing ahead of us was new. And so we climbed to the top of the bell tower time after time, or maybe only that one time. And Tom and I, we looked out over Boston. We looked out over the sparkly, lit up, snowed under Boston. And everything we saw, every single solitary thing we saw, could conceivably be ours.